Hello, welcome back to From Under the Bed,
your resident spooky movie podcast.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're covering
The Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Wait, is it Haunted Mansion? No, the drop the.
Drop the. I think it's Haunted Mansion.
I think so too.
But let me check.
But instead, this is the 2003 version.
2003.
AKA. I'm not actually. I won't say the only version.
Okay, listen. I do want to say it's the Haunted Mansion. That's not what I was gonna say. But what I do want to say is that I talked about this movie a lot and how much I loved it. And Sarah was like,
"I never had seen it." I was like, "You were like, seeing?
Remember when I was like, why'd they make another one when the other one is so good?" And you're like, "Was it?"
And I'm like,
and then you're like, "Well, I haven't seen it.
Never." I was like, "All my recollection." Well. I know, that's why I'm like, I'm hesitant to be like, oh, it's the only one that matters because I haven't seen the new one. Yeah. It could be really great.
We haven't seen it yet, but we want to. And also, we as a collective
are not against like remakes and like live actions and things like that. So
yeah.
Again, but this is the iconic one, as Stevie would say, because, and now I feel indoctrinated into it because.
She loves it now.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That was beautiful. That was great. And all my only memories with it, with that, this specific thing is. Just seeing the trailers and the commercials on Disney Channel. And I was just like, oh. And I had no idea it was a ride at Disney.
I was about to say that where I'm like, this is one of those ones that both of us were like, that's just this Disney movie. Yeah. That's great. And then we didn't know because I didn't go to Disney until I was 15 for the first time. And then I knew about the ride, I think, before
I think it's I was more 15, so that one might be easier to know about than, or at that point.
I didn't know about Pirates of the Caribbean either.
Yeah, I think at that point, maybe because of Pirates.
No, because this came out. Yeah,
I don't know that.
No,
because I absolutely did not know Pirates. I thought Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, this came out before because I think I was 12 when Pirates came out, and then this came out or 11.
It basically was around the same.
Came out around the same time. Yeah. Yeah,
but I feel like Pirates. They. I remember at one of the movie surfers like behind the scenes thing. I feel like they
movie surfers throwback.
Is that not what we want to be anyway?
Yeah,
I feel like they went to the ride. Right, they went to the ride, and I feel like I thought. They made a
the
ride
Pirates
already?
One?
Yeah. And I was like, they made a ride already? Like, they made a. And I was just in awe because I just had. I feel like people that were like us back then, obsessed with Disney, like parks, were like, this is what? This is our core. This is our.
Mm. But I hadn't. I guess I was more obsessed with Disney.
Yeah, I was not a parks person.
I was, but I would always watch. I think we've talked about this before. The commercials that would come on at the beginning.
Oh,
and
my.
It would be like the little kids being like, "Let's get ready," and they're trying to
the
stuff the suitcase.
The big sister, being like, "Tomorrow, you're going to be able to talk to the mouse." Like, you know how they did it.
Literally. Oh my god, the serotonin that I still feel.
I think I only went I went when I was 3, I think, as you know, when I was like, we were there for the 25th anniversary, because
where you thought that Cinderella was Princess Diana.
Literally a photo of it where I look back, I'm like, and there's where I met Diana. Imagine saying that to someone and then showing the photo and it's like, that's literally character actor Cinderella with the prince. It looks like they're both like in their like late 30s.
We can put the image here, like, if you want.
Right there. I mean, my jelly sandals.
If you're
my
watching
mom.
Us.
That's the story is that my mom was like, oh, we didn't get a photo with Cinderella at the appropriate place to get a photo with her. So she ran into the middle of the parade.
The way
you'd get kicked out nowadays. Like the way
now,
they would mow you down.
They
and
definitely
say,
come over and they're like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
The way, I guess maybe it was casual then where you could get up close and they're like, okay, we'll keep it moving. But she's just like, a photo.
Keep it.
They look so much old. They look so much older though. Like they looked like they were in their late, like everyone
they
looked
probably,
older.
I was going to say they everyone probably did. Weren't, but then they look like that.
They always do. They styled themselves. But yeah, that was like my early, and then it was like maybe, I think in 5th grade, I went to like Animal Kingdom and not Magic Kingdom, which I was very upset about. But then since then, yeah, I was like high school on. Like we just, it wasn't like we were people like we are now where we're like the parks.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was just like that. And then it took me a long time to realize. I think it hit me whenever that Tower of Terror movie came out.
You see, okay, we talked about this before,
yes.
Not on here, but to each other, because I didn't even know that movie existed until like 2 years ago.
I
haven't seen it.
I don't know what year it came out.
And I have to watch it.
Don't know.
But also
it's like
wild. Isn't it the dad from It Takes Two?
It might be.
I think it is. And then the girl like is somebody like we know. It's
like a direct to DVD kind of movie.
Yeah, it's. I think it's one of those where it's like a Disney one, but I don't think it was in theaters because right? I think I would have.
Because it made me realize, oh, they're just doing that. They're just making ride the movies out of.
You know
they're
what?
Doing, they're doing a thing.
It
okay.
reminds me of like those Mary-Kate and Ashley movies. Like it's that vibe of like, oh, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like these are direct to DVD. Or I mean, they weren't like direct to VHS. When you think of those Mary-Kate and Ashley, you're just like, yeah, those were great, but they were just not in the movie.
But they just made them and they're like, here you go. I'm like, okay, you experienced them.
It's but fine. Also, that's weird because Haunted Mansion, I mean, Tower of Terror is Twilight Zone. So it's wild that they
made.
Wait
a minute, you're right.
It's but like it's about like, that little girl.
Here's a spooky elevator, which I vibe with. That's fair.
Well, elevators are maybe we'll cover that.
Elevators are kind of weird, you know? Yeah, we should. We should make this our Okay, we're gonna start a series then. Don't hold us to it when we'll actually do the next ones in it. But we should literally. This is our excuse to cover Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, what if we
not like, spooky at all?
Like, what? Hey, wait a minute. Rewind because I was terrified. No, I mean,
hey, better start believing in ghost stories.
You're in one. You're in one because I
honestly was he terrified. Said it himself. It's a ghost story.
It is literally a ghost story.
What are we talking about?
I was terrified of the one specific scene. Nothing else, but the specific scene because it's kind of actually kind of mature for it. Like of its rating where they're like killing the like British soul. Like when they, it's like when the bad, like when
you're talking about Barbossa's when they come crew, under the water.
Yeah, or like come under water and they, well, they were freaky there. But then they like climb like, into
I was
the,
not prepared.
Yeah, on the ship. And then they're like slitting throats. And it's like kind of, you don't really because see it.
Because
it was spooky. It scary.
Wasn't marketed, I didn't think, as like a kid's movie. But even though
it was
Disney,
supposed to be like a family
it's
movie.
It's like a family
And by that,
movie,
they mean like take your 13-year-olds and older. Like kind of vibe. You know what I mean? But also young kids might be okay at your discretion. Whatever.
I just remember not wanting to see. Anyway, we'll talk about.
Finish that sentence. Wait, I want to know.
I'm like, we're not talking about these movies.
You're like, I just know I didn't want.
I remember like right before my family, my mom, my best friend at the time, and then my mom's her mom, which is like my mom's best friend and at the time, and they were like, oh, we're gonna go to the movies. And then they were like, I was like having a moment. I was right getting into puberty. I was like, I don't know, I was like, I don't want to leave the house. It was like a whole thing. And they were like, we're gonna go see a movie. And they're like, we're gonna see this movie called Pirates of the Caribbean. And I was like, I don't want to watch this. And then I left the movie. And okay, listen, my obsession with Johnny
reset.
Depp. I
Cultural
literally,
reset.
Johnny Depp was plastered all over my walls. It was like Which a whole like, thing. And now it's obviously now we're just like,
us.
Great.
Everyone just
Right?
Us.
But like, that's the first time I saw, well, that's not, it must I have not like been the first time I saw him. But after that, I was like, I saw everything with him in it, even though the movies were not for me.
No, I feel
like
that.
Chocolat and like all those other, you know what I'm talking
you
about?
You know, like Chocolat.
Benny
yeah.
and June, the part with the bread. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I've
never
do.
Seen it.
What is it called?
Well, he puts the Benny and June and he puts like the bread on the two little like forks. It's you if
that
you see it.
Sounds delectable.
You'll know because it's one of those
amazing.
Things that like when they do
but really
montages
what it was,
of
though,
movies, you'll see like people.
Oh,
do.
Like the thing. Yeah, I think yeah. I do know what you're talking about actually.
Anyway, the point is.
No, but the thing is what it really started though was it like not that we weren't already probably as kids into it, but like the pirate craze that those movies started.
I don't think pirates have ever been out of style.
That's true.
The way vampires
that's
are never
true.
Out of
that's
style.
That's true. It's like, but the
but
way
I know
it
what
was
you mean.
Just,
yeah.
But also just like, it revamped it again.
It was a different type of pirate.
We pirated it.
But you wouldn't steal a car.
Stop.
Don't pirate
good,
in the Caribbean.
I would be a good kind of pirate. And well, you know that that's, you know, like, well, how can I be on the sit? Me talking. I was like trying to talk to my mom to be like, how can I be a good pirate? Like, I want to be a good pirate. And she's like, well, the name itself kind of implies. And she's like, how about a sailor?
How about you
how
just
about a
sail
sailor?
The seas?
And I'm
like,
that's not a concept I like. I want to be a pirate. I want to be
that's
getting
true.
Treasure. But I also want to
but
be making
now,
friends.
But now we're part of the Going Merry. We're on the Straw
Come
Hat
along,
crew. I said that backwards.
Along, all your hopes and dreams.
No, what I was going to say. That's that type of pirate crew.
Looking for One Piece.
Okay, don't get me started on One Piece.
We
we're not here to talk.
It back.
We're
we
not here to talk about One Piece because.
But I was thinking about how you were talking about how you didn't want to go to it, and I was like, but then obviously your life was changed. And then I was thinking on the other side, Sybil and I were doing the "You're the Governor's Daughter."
You're the Governor's Daughter.
Which, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And you probably do because you've all seen it, and that was a
no.
One.
After that,
and ready, that was a random insignificant line. I'm like, if you know, you know, and they're like, that's an
no. If you don't know every line to Pirates of the Caribbean,
understand.
What are we doing here?
What are we? you know.
But anyway, this is all relevant because it's a movie.
Because
it's a movie about a Disney ride.
Exactly. And again, but, Haunted Mansion. Oh, sorry. What were you going
to say? No, I was going to say, but today we're talking about Haunted Mansion.
You see, it all comes full circle. Mm-hmm. You see, we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. I love it. Basically, though, that was my first impression, though, when I saw it. And I was just like, what is this random, like, comedy? I thought it was a very, supposed to be a very, like, slapstick. Like, from what I saw, the commercials on Disney Channel. And probably because they were
funny. It is
trying
funny.
To show you very, I mean, it is a kid's movie, but they were trying to show you very kid-centric parts of the movie. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was going to be all, like, silly, haha, whatever. And it's, like, Eddie Murphy, to me, at the time, was, like, I adored him and was, like, that's Mushu. And, like, I just was like, oh, okay, but I guess.
When did Shrek come out? 2000?
I think it was around the same time. As no. Honestly. It was
2002.
2001, I think.
The first one?
I think so.
Okay.
I think.
So, yeah, I think that. I
it's
mean,
like
Eddie
he was
Murphy,
cemented in kids' minds.
Like, yeah, there's no point, I feel like, where we're like, oh, and then we saw Eddie Murphy. I feel like he's just been there throughout our childhood.
It's so like, since I saw, like, Mushu, it was just like, that's who that man was. Like, and then he became everything in all
I feel like he was just everywhere because I used to watch, like, Dr. Dolittle and, like, probably shouldn't have been watching that any professor, I'm sure, but I was watching that and, like, just any other things he was in. I remember Loving Daddy Daycare, which was after.
I do remember seeing that.
I think it was,
like,
after this.
Randomly.
I always quote the bloopers, which I was
telling. Love the at the end of the credits they had those. What I a think, random movie,
yeah.
Right? I think I remember watching
bloopers.
It and then the end
You're
credits.
Killing me. You're really killing me. That's what the little kid says, and I say that all the time.
You're killing... Stevie and I still quote the one random Lost
from
blooper
Lost.
That we both separately knew.
Yeah.
We didn't watch that together. Like, literally the... She don't even know.
It's no. She goes and she says, like, instead of saying Walt, she calls
like Will
him like Will.
And he's like, stops what? The wheelchair because he's like in a wheelchair. And she's like, never
he's
mind,
like,
roll it back. And he's like,
first of all,
you know, because they're fighting for custody for him. So they're like,
she don't even know his name.
And it's like honestly really funny because it works with the scene. We're like, do you get it? Because it's great.
Anyway,
Eddie Murphy, like, at the time was just. He was it, like, as the comedian. So it's, like, kind of funny that I didn't... Maybe because I was, like, right about... No,
I know. I'm surprised.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
I every time... Like, I rewatched it, I think, last year for the first time in a while. And I was, like, I know this. Like, I'd watched it, seen it yesterday. Like, it's one of those movies that I guess I'd seen so many times because I'm, like, I remember all the lines. I remember all the parts to it. And it's just so funny. I think it's still funny because when we were watching
it
recently... It's
kind of short, too. I mean, all of them are, I guess, because it's, like... Well, how long is it? It's 1 hour and 39 minutes.
Yeah.
How long it is. So, I mean, it's still...
It's like a normal length.
I don't know, but maybe it's just like...
It's like 6 minutes shorter than like an hour. Like, usually they're like, oh, it's... But like kids' movies are usually an hour and a half.
Yeah. But, But yeah, I feel like it doesn't have any moments where you're like a lull.
No.
You know? It just keeps going. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great. And also, lots of people in this movie besides Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Which... Okay, so we have, obviously, Jennifer Tilly. She's in it.
Yes.
As Madame Leota.
Which I feel like Madame Leota, the name, especially, I feel like we're now, it's so interesting to, like, see things from, like, a Disney
Because you're seeing
sphere.
It now,
yes.
Speaking of, like, that, I'm seeing it in the opposite way because I'd actually been
and so now
watching
when you
it,
see
but now
Madame
you're
Leota,
going back.
Yeah, because, like, I have just seen, not just from Disney, but, like, in general, people's obsession with, like, Madame Leota.
Yeah.
Madame Leota. And then, like, being here at the parks, the way everyone is just, like, everyone's obsessed with the Haunted Mansion, like, the ride. And even if people, like the one in Disneyland better, they're still just, like, art. Like, everyone just loves Haunted Mansion. And so it's so funny.
Isn't it almost the same except for,
the
like...
The building, though, looks so
the
different.
The building looks different. And then one goes up and one goes down. And then Sally, I know they put her... in Disneyland during Halloween.
Oh yeah, they do the takeover of Nightmare Before Christmas. Which is really cool. So it's like after Halloween from then to Christmas, it's like Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, that is pretty cool. But it's funny because
that is cool.
And it's funny because ours like looks like a mansion, but it's an entirely different style. Like the one there is like Victorian looking or like.
Oh, is this one more like of a colonial style?
Kind of. Doesn't it look kind of like.
I don't think it looks like one, but then again.
Not colonial, but it's got like that brick face kind of thing. And it doesn't look
Maybe the other one is the one I'm thinking looks more like Louisiana-ish. Where
yes,
it's like
it's
house,
got like that kind
more of a house.
Like,
and this one's more like I feel
I
like when
you're
I think
right.
of a mansion, I think more stone.
You're right. And this one's got more, literally Fall of the House of Usher. apparently is coming out to Netflix.
Listen,
but it's got that
wait
vibe.
For our episode.
Literally, it's got that like mansion vibe, as opposed to, you're right, the other one looks more of like almost like a charmed house, like of that,
yeah,
Victorian,
like a house,
huge, but like
that's
less,
what I think.
Yeah,
also, when
true.
I think of colonial, like the pillars or stuff like that, where I
yeah.
think, sorry, I just like.
Although I feel like the one over there now, I'm like, now I gotta look up the photo.
But then again, I've not seen it in person. I've seen pictures of it.
I don't think I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I don't think I wrote it. Now I'm wondering why we didn't write
you
it.
You didn't? Was it down?
I think it might have been under refer. I think they took it down. When did I even go? Now I'm trying to remember when I went. But they'll take it down for a chunk of time when they're doing the refurbishment to like, or the doing the takeover, which kind of sucks that they though.
Because when
they,
did
like,
you go?
Now I can't remember.
Didn't you go during Star Wars weekend?
No,
or something?
I thought I went during summer though, but I guess not. That
maybe they were
sense.
Like, well, you know how they set up and all. But it's after Halloween that they do.
It
the
should
nightmare?
Be because I didn't think it unless it,
unless they do it
unless
during,
it's during
for like Oogie Boogie Bash and all
I'll
that
look during in a minute.
Yeah,
I want to know now because you're right. Because why? Although I think I would want to experience it normally during Halloween, but they're probably like, no, it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah,
because it's from
I guess
because
they're like
Christmas.
It's all that. Yeah,
yeah.
So it makes sense if you went in the summer and they set up in August.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. She cracked the code. Yeah, so, but who knows what it's like? Then we'll see when we go visit again.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, okay, okay. Then we have, let's okay, it's Eddie Murphy, Marsha Thomason? Mm-hmm. Marsha Thomason, who we read that she was 27 when this was made, and her children in the movie are supposed to be 13 and 10.
Yeah.
And she's got a very mature look about her, though. Like, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I feel like she just looks, like you said, weren't you saying, like, they made her hair... And her outfit.
Yeah, I feel
it all
like they did
works.
That thing of like, here's a mom, which they do all the time in
yeah.
like Hollywood.
Though she does feel like, I think we were talking about, I had said like, I have no proof. I don't even know if she's in something, but I'm like,
yes.
Why does she look like she's from a soap opera?
Yeah, you
she
were like,
vibes.
She has a soap opera vibe. And I feel like I'm, yeah, I don't
right?
know.
Like
I felt like
that
where
off.
It was less like, I don't know, a little two-dimensional, but I mm-hmm. not to say that soap opera acting is like that, because soap opera
but
acting
soap opera
is a little
is
over
a very,
the top.
Yeah, specific, you know.
But also, I feel bad because she's lovely, and I don't want to say anything
she was
about
very lovely.
Her at
and
all.
I haven't, I don't even know what she, and, but also their names, amazing. What was it, Evers and Evers?
Yeah, they have a real estate, which we'll go into, obviously. They have a real estate agency.
But
or
their
not
last
a,
name is
they're
Evers.
Called Evers, so they're like, ugh. Well, what is it? Where it's what's the motto? It's something for Evers and Evers, but
ever
it's
and
like
Evers, a real estate or a, I don't know. Agency?
No, it's like where
your home,
oh,
forever.
Your dream home for Evers and Evers, or
I
something,
can't,
like,
something
that.
Like that.
We'll find, we'll help you find your dream home for Evers and Evers.
That's
I
so
think
funny.
It is.
It's so funny.
Okay, then we have Terrence Stamp as Ramsley, who's the butler at the mansion.
He's giving creepy. He's giving.
I love his performance.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And what was it? They said that they. Asked Anthony Hopkins if he could do it. And there was nothing else besides that bit of trivia. And I'm sure it was like, I don't know.
He's either. Like,
I mean, it could have been
busy.
Sketchy. I don't know. He seems like he does some fun stuff, though. So he might do, he might
remember
have
that werewolf movie he was in?
Yeah. Wait, the one. Yes, I love that movie.
It was good.
I remember thinking that because it's got, what's his name? That actor.
Yeah. Benicio?
Yeah. And I was like,
makes sense.
And I wanted to, and Emily Blunt, it was a good movie. And I was like,
watch out for that.
Literally, I remember being like, let's see if my mom and I were like, let's see if this is dumb. And we're like, oh my God.
I think I saw it in the theater.
Ooh, it was good. Well, he also was in that priest movie, remember, with what's
yeah.
his name from Once Upon a Time? And I loved that just because I wanted to watch it because of him. Because
the guy
is so cute.
It?
But yeah, but this guy did an amazing job.
He was great. Yeah. And listen. Then we have
Wallace Shawn. I can't.
Wallace Shawn, which I thought, I don't know if I mentioned him 2 seconds ago, but either way, Wallace Shawn, a fave.
And
a fave.
I can't believe Nathaniel Parker, not Nathaniel Parker. I don't know who that is, except I do because it's him. But take this out because I'm literally like, I don't know who that is. Okay. Hold
sorry
on.
To this man.
Sorry to this man. And then we have Nathaniel Parker, which is Master Gracie. And I have not seen him in anything else, I don't think. But like,
he's
what
so
a,
adorable
what a
in
kind,
this. We don't know anything about him as a person, but in this movie, he's so cute and lovely. And honestly, yeah, he's very lovely.
And I'm
given
and
everything he's gone through, he's just like, well,
existing.
I'm trying
being
my
like,
best.
Well, let me see if this will work out this time. Like, you know, which you have to hand it to him. It's like, well, let's try it. He's so
oh
precious.
No, I accidentally.
Well, now we're gonna learn about him.
Now we'll know about him. Oh my God. This wants me to see him. Oh, I can just go like that. Hello.
Now,
we also have her, though. She's his
oh,
counterpart.
How do you say her name? Dinah Spybee?
I don't know if it's Dinah name. Or Dina Spybe.
as Emma.
Cool name, Emma, who's
she's so cute.
Wallace Shawn's like, we don't know if they're a couple or if they're just
but
besties,
they're a
but they're a duo. Lovely in it, yeah. And then the kids.
And we have Ariel Alexandria Davis as Megan. And then they look so different now.
I feel like she looks the same.
But like, I guess he looks. Oh, you're right, though. I can see how it is them, though.
Yeah.
Mark John Jeffries as Michael. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Stevie that I still felt like they were very significant in the movie for sure. But I feel like because especially of how it was marketed to me, like watching Disney Channel, I thought they were
usually
be,
it's a kid.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be a kid led film. And that kind of makes sense that it wasn't because it's Eddie Murphy and it's going to be his movie. But like, I thought they were going to drive the movie forward a bit more. And like, they were still very significant and did a very good job. It was just funny because I was like, wait, are we not going to make it more about them? And it was like, no, it made more sense for what they did.
The daughter's outfit just reminded me of Limited 2. Like, if you were around
Limited 2.
During Limited 2 times, you know what I'm talking about.
She could have been, did she even
have
like, a little purse
like,
thingy? Like, you know,
I don't know, but she had like, I thought it was the suit, but she had like these jeans with like the studded like the rhinestones on them, and then the sweater was like this soft, like what is that? It's not velvet, but it's like that soft material. Velour? You know the velour tracksuits? Isn't that what that is?
Oh, is that what that was?
I think. It's not that, but it's like that
but
material
similar.
Where it's like soft, and it's like got the little
and
hood in it.
I just feel like I could just imagine, I don't even know if she had one on, but you know those
little,
purses that were so tiny, and I felt like
so
everyone
small.
Wanted to get them, and it was like the excuse that we needed them for like tampons and stuff or like things.
Yeah.
But instead everyone just wanted
or like
them.
Nine tampons.
And I literally, and I remember because it like extended into middle school though, and it was just like the obsession of having that on you and everyone having a little purse that was the tiniest like little.
It was very, and it's, like, it's what, early 2000s.
Yeah, very
vibe
early
2000s. For sure.
And she was the walking embodiment of it. And I love to see it. Love to see it.
But I also had a Build-A-Bear that had that exact sweater.
Stop.
It
I could see that when they would sell those sets like
that.
Also, doesn't she look a little bit like Bonnie Hunt there?
Yeah.
Right?
She does.
That's
Dinah.
Wild. Dinah?
Deenie.
Dinah.
Tony.
Use me.
I can't. Anyways.
Yeah, that's the main cast for the most part.
Yeah.
Most part.
Now.
Let's see.
Okay.
Stop. This guy, Deep Roy, who?
The Hitchhiking Ghost. He's
the
one
ghosts.
With the long hair.
Is that
remember
was
him?
He another one that's the Hitchhiking Ghost? I feel like they give the vibe. No, this guy is. None of y'all can see this. I'm sorry.
Now we'll go into the premise of the movie.
Which is literally, it's like, okay, hold on.
This movie. What?
No, continue because I'm like trying to get, I'm like, what is, I'm like, it's a
what
mansion and it's haunted.
The premise of this movie. So basically there's Eddie Murphy, his wife and his two kids, right? And he's a workaholic, basically.
Even though it's a family business.
It's
like
a
he's
family
literally,
business.
You think.
But he kind of, it's like when you work for yourself, you get it, right? It's like, I can't not take up a sale. Like, he's like so obsessed.
He just like overdoes it.
He overdoes it and he like tries to not, like he tries to be like, I have to go home to my wife. It's our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets sucked back in, right? Because he's selling a house. He's closing on a house with for somebody. Someone else overhears, that type of thing. But he's still kind of being a jerk at the same time. And like, you're like, okay, I guess he's going to be redeemable at some point. He's also a good dad. It seems
like. You can tell that he genuinely like loves and cares about his family.
He does, but then he like doesn't know when to turn it off. So they're supposed to go on a trip. And what does it take place again? Louisiana?
I think so, because we were like saying like, why does this look like the skeleton key?
Yeah.
Like the literal, the movie skeleton key.
You're
like,
what?
Is this in the bayou? Like what's happening?
Yeah.
But I don't know. But it's like, I think you said that one of the license plates had Louisiana.
Talking about that, that is the kind of house that I think the Disneyland one is like.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
It was probably based off
of
that
right.
one. Although it looked more like, it kind of looked like
it
the one in Disney World.
It did have more of like our vibe though. Like the way the...
Maybe they were like, we mix it up.
You know
we'll
what?
Do a blend.
I know. They were kind of like at the time, it's not... I can't tell if these days if it's the same way, but I do feel like there was a time during the early 2000s where Disney World, but where Disney World felt
because
like was more like prevalent. Like there was more like promo
full
stuff
house
happening.
And stuff. Like
they
would
was,
always have episodes at Disney World.
Yeah. And then
that's
like when Everest was... That sounds
that's
so
true.
Random, but it's like so many new things were coming to Disney World that I felt for like a little hot second there, it was less Disneyland focused, whereas now sometimes it's kind of give or take, but like
I think the diehard people,
people are like, Disneyland is the only way to go. And it's like, okay.
They're like, Walt set foot there, all that stuff. And we're like, literally, okay.
I can't. And we're like, what is it? The thing?
Can't, we love them both.
The mechanism, the like, the coping mechanism. We're like, okay, he set foot there, but we're his dream.
Yeah. But we're the dream wanted.
He wanted this. He literally
We are Disney World.
We're the dream. So
we are Disney World.
When we
step
foot on Disney parks, we're like, this is, we literally is this live our home? Here. Like, we
no,
live
but
here.
Every time I ride Haunted Mansion, I'm like, it's one of my favorite rides. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, could I live in here? Yes.
Literally, we're like, that's some nice wallpaper. That's people nice. Get that wallpaper this in their house. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice. I can't. But I know. It's like.
Yeah. So he's just a workaholic. So they're trying to go on vacation. But they have all these flyers, right, with both of their faces on it. And what happens is one of the flyers flies.
Which, how did it get there? I don't,
it flies somehow
all the way to that mansion.
Listen, okay. I don't know.
Okay,
but mm-hmm. somehow they get a hold of that flyer, mm-hmm. and the ghosts see it, and they're like, "We want her."
They're
to
like,
come here.
"Look who it is!" And it's like,
who? "Look who it is!"
And they're like, "Let me, let."
And
me
so in. They try to get her to come by calling her. Ramsley calls her, and he's like, "Come alone." Literally, he's like, "Hello, I need you to come here by yourself. Leave your family at home." And she's
literally.
Like, "What?" But we're going on a vacation, and he's like, I don't care. Come here.
Yeah. And, then, and did he even specify? It's just like, I want to work with you. Like,
he's like,
something?
We
like,
want to sell our home. Okay, come here. Yeah. And then Eddie Murphy.
Leave your family at home.
Who,
I can't.
Eddie Murphy had just come home and he, whose name is Jim.
That's
which is
right.
wild
Jim
to me.
Ever.
It's funny. Jim and Sarah.
It's like a Jim
Sarah
Carrey. Oh, yeah. Sarah No H.
So Jim comes home with a stuffed animal and a little bracelet being like, I'm sorry that I was late.
It's like,
and she's like, I don't care. I'm mad. You were supposed to be back by now.
It's like you can tell he cares. It's just not.
But then he's like still doing the behavior and just apologizing for it.
Yeah.
And you, that if no changed behavior, then what? That's not even a sentence.
No
if no changed behavior, then what?
If no, what is it? If evil, why pretty? You know, like that.
Yeah. If no friend, why cute? Like, anyway. So that happens. And then she's like mad at him, right? He goes upstairs to deal with the kids because their son is afraid of spiders, so he's trying to
valid,
teach him like just
them.
Whack it with a newspaper, whatever.
Yeah, it's not about like they're kind and harmless.
Yeah.
He's like, just kill it.
He's like listen, but also he's so good. He again with his like, you see how he's a good dad,
he's
because
very
he's like
with them
listen
too. Like,
you're gonna
very...
have to come. Yeah, there's gonna come a time when you just have to face your fears and I'll do this and I'll watch you do
too,
it
where it's like
yeah.
you're gonna see a spider one day.
Yeah,
you're gonna need to do something.
He's not
it.
Trying to be
yeah.
like shame him for it. He's
yeah.
just kind of like, you're gonna have fears but you're gonna have to overcome them.
And it's the sister Megan that's the one
yeah.
that interrupts the moment because she's like comes in and is like, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Which
like,
I love
okay.
her. She's such
she's
a
so
me she's a strong
cute.
Female lead
literally representing at the time. It was very much like, wait a minute,
she's got her baby bangs. They're like barista bangs. They're
incredible.
So short.
Incredible.
So cute.
Everything she represents.
She's a style icon.
I love
she's
it.
She's a strong female
love
lead.
It.
She's got no fear.
She is the moment. She
she is the moment,
no fear.
Honestly. But
I
it's
love,
like, even if she was
I
afraid,
love,
it's fine.
Yeah. I love it.
Anyway, so he's dealing with that. But when he comes back downstairs, all that to say, he hears Sarah talking to Ramsley.
That's
and he's like,
right.
What? What do you mean? We have to take this. Do you have any idea? He knows about the property.
She was basically ready to be like, no, I'm not. What are you
yeah.
doing? We're going on a trip. But
he's like,
that's
that
mansion. Because I forget it is close to them. I'm like,
yeah.
They're like, how did this flyer get there? It's like,
but
okay.
But it's still kind of
a it's
ways.
Still like in the middle of like its
yeah.
own secluded property. So he just
yeah.
clearly has just heard of it, I guess, or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so wild. It reminds me of the one from... not Haunting of Hill House, the second one, Bly Manor. Like it's
oh,
like in
yeah.
the middle of like,
like you can like walk forever and it's like still
yes.
part of the property where you're just like, hello.
Or the one in
yeah.
Ready or Not where you're like,
oh
have
my
to
gosh.
And the gate you have to like come out to
yeah,
open
it. Stop.
It's like an old, obviously it's an old mansion.
Can you even imagine like no. being raised in one of those places?
You're or
like,
in the others, like that's because they had
oh, yeah.
they had a whole crew.
It's really
there.
Got
like,
yeah, and it's like
not,
the gate literally
yeah.
the gatekeepers. That's funny.
So then he's like, no, we're just going to stop by there before we go to like camping or wherever the heck the lake they're going. And so
yes.
she's like, fine. So they're in the car and then they go to the mansion.
And then they get there like what? Like it's like dinner time almost, right?
Yeah, they get there and Ramsley's like, I said, come alone.
It's like, well, it's either
and she's
all
like,
of
well,
us,
I have my family.
Yeah, or none.
Yeah. And he
like fine.
Eddie Jim takes the lead and he's like, hey. Blah, 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 blah.
Literally
it's
trying
from
do
Evers
an
and
actual like sale
yeah
like, very much into the mood yeah.
And then Ramsay's like, come in, fine, whatever.
And aren't the kids kind of like, why are we even? He's like, the kids mommy are and dad, like, gonna do like a, like, you think, yeah, something about like, just let us do a sale for God, you know.
The whatever. Mom is like, whatever,
yeah, I can't.
And so they go in and
have like a dinner situation, because then the so like Ramsay like sets this whole thing up, but then they meet the master of the house, Master Gracie, which, wait, let's rewind here, because now that we've met Master Gracie, we can fast go back to the opening of the movie.
So the opening of the movie,
which Stevie was wise to, well, of course, because you're like, this is literally the movie, but what? You're like, pay attention to this part. Oh, it's very much kind of done as just like an intro sequence. Like, it just, yeah, looks like background pretty stuff, and you don't really, mm-hmm, realize there's a plot happening. Like, there's, yes, actual stuff happening.
It's
not
a
just
masquerade.
Yeah. Masquerade.
It reminds me a lot of... I'm like, it reminds me of many masquerade scenes, but it reminds me a lot of the one from Sweeney Todd, which Sarah hasn't seen yet. Mm-mm. But she will.
But I have seen Phantom of the Opera.
Masquerade. And Phantom of the Opera. But did, yeah, it's kind of like that. Why does that reminds me of from Prince of Egypt, where they're like, and we're like, when did they choreograph this number? Like,
by the power of Ra, Moot, yeah, Newt, Sol, Vex, Sevek,
Anubis. I'm always like, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Love them.
Is the
love
greatest
them
pair, I swear.
They're lovely. Whew.
Okay, anyway.
But yeah. So there's a masquerade moment. Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful, very extravagant. And it's just like, what?
It's like 1800s.
Yeah.
And we see everybody. Who's currently living in that house, aka, yeah, everybody,
that's
meaning,
wait, do we
Master
see
Gracie
Ramsley's
and
face?
Ramsley.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I remember seeing his face.
We see Ram. We see Gracie. Maybe we don't
see. We definitely see Gracie. Ramsley, I feel like we see the back of,
yeah,
Butler,
yeah, 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 yeah.
But we see Gracie, and we're always like, and at least someone with Gracie's face, at least. And you're like, okay, and you see that, you were like, watch. It's kind of hard to interpret unless you're like, wait a minute. But like, someone's getting poisoned. A woman is getting poisoned, but she also was left a letter. You can tell that she was with the master. Then she's left a letter, and then she was poisoned, and then the like all chaos kind of like basically.
Yeah,
and then you just see that Master ensues. Gracie, or whoever this man is that looks like him, is very distraught. That was clearly his lover, or his someone, fiance. He's so distraught. Everyone's gone.
It's
he
Elizabeth.
Then,
her name,
yes,
is. Speaking,
yes,
of
Elizabeth,
pirates.
Oh, it's always an Elizabeth. But like you're saying, her name's Elizabeth. But it's so sad because then after she dies, you kind of like get an out exterior shot of the mansion, and then you just kind of see that he's, what's his name? That Master Gracie has hung himself, which very traumatic, and also is on the ride. So
yeah, it's wild because, yes, this is a kid's movie. Wild that they're showing that, and then wild that to this day you go into, mm-hmm, the ride and they're like, well, there's always my way, and then he just is like hanging up there, and you're like,
you're like, oh, okay. But that's how we see his end, okay? So that's, yeah, supposed to be, not Master Gracie, but someone who looks just like him from,
you
like
know
the,
how it
you
is.
Know, from the
1800s. They're like, my great-great-grandfather,
yeah,
was my twin.
Exactly.
Because that's how it works.
And I'm like, that's not genetic.
If I look at my great-grandmother, I do not, as far as I know, I don't look like either of them like that.
I don't think
that's not how things work.
That's not how any of this works. But okay, so that's obviously then when we flash forward to our people, and then we now see somebody who looks just like that man, Master Gracie, at the dinner table, and we're like, oh, okay, so this is the heir, the great grandson. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, he's being very polite, kind, but they're all being very nice to Sarah, to the wife.
Yeah, and they're like, and then your stupid husband's
and,
here.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, and the children.
And the kids, I
them.
Guess.
Okay.
I mean,
they're just indifferent to them.
Gracie is not mean to anybody.
No, that's true.
He's nice
he's a bit
to everybody.
Like, he's a bit like, what do you call it? Like, I feel like Jim tries to like warm, hit, like butter,
yeah,
him up, and he's like not
he's like,
having
okay
it. Like, he's just kind of answering very, what did he say that we were like rewound
it? Yeah,
like,
it
was
so
funny
because he was like, and then
the, blood,
the tragedy
yeah
happened.
The blood, blah, 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 and something in Eddie Murphy is like,
anyway,
okay,
like,
well,
so the soup, because at first he's like, we'll just stay for the soup. We'll stay for the soup. And then
can't
they have like their full course,
yeah,
meal.
Yeah, they invite them to that. And the kids are like,
they're like, I thought we were going to leave.
Yeah, yeah. That's so funny.
So that happens. And then they're like, well, it's funny too, because Ramsley's like, he goes, the river has flooded.
Oh,
and then
yeah
he's like, what? And he's like, the storm has flooded the river. And he's like, what do you mean? And
he's
like
the highway
the
is not
highway
accessible.
Like, he's saying the same thing. He's like, I'm just going to keep saying
he's
it until
like,
you understand what I'm saying.
You can't leave. You
he's like, basically, you guys. And then, yeah, Gracie's like, so anyway, stay the night. please, stay our place is your place. Of course. Yeah,
there's like 1,500
there's
rooms.
There's 1,000 rooms with like two staff members.
It's literally like a bed and breakfast. It's literally with two staff members.
It looked so nice. And then, so chaos ensues, but basically they just like are like, all right, we're just going to spend our night here. But the kids are like having to be, basically the little brother is like the scaredy cat, as we know already. So he's like, what? He's like, what? We have to spend the night here. And also we have to spend the night away from our parents when this place is creepy.
Like, I think I told you, I was like, are you kidding me?
You were saying
the moment I'd be like, I've had that happen to me before where they're like, and your daughter's bedroom is here. I'm like, I'm gonna be right there.
Yeah, that was like how
you're either gonna have me crawling in the middle of the night over into that. So what, either you let me stay in here now or like, yeah. So
that's how I was too, where I was like, mom, I'm literally gonna be next to you.
No, literally, I'd be because if there's not enough room, dad's on the couch.
Yeah, dad is in the other room and I'm with
but literally in a place like that, are you kidding me? Mm-mm. I would have never, maybe if I'd had a sibling or if I was with a friend, I'd be like,
As long as I was, if I was with someone, but if you were by yourself, no.
If it was someone who was a lot younger than you and I'm like, hello? No, like.
That's true. They had each other. So.
They did. So I guess it wouldn't be as freaky, but it is a pretty freaky place. So I don't know.
There's a moment too when Jim, remember when she's like, okay, but like we wouldn't be in this if you hadn't insisted that we had come here. And he's like, oh, so when I work late, it's fine if I get you expensive gifts, right? Oh, and she was like, no. And then he immediately knows he fucked up.
Yeah.
Because she throws it back at him.
She's like, oh, you can take this, like, whatever it is back. Yeah.
The bracelet. Yeah. And she goes into the bathroom. And he's like, no, like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't
see each other the rest of the movie.
Yeah. And then they're apart the rest of the movie because...
Yeah, like she is mad and she's like, okay, walk. And that's not why they get separated completely, but that's why they like are
the
not
mansion
in the same.
Is trying to separate them.
And that happens and then they are not seen together until the end again, which is crazy.
Exactly.
But...
So then... what's his name comes in. Ramsley comes in to talk to Jim, remember? And he's like, come, talk Turk. Or no, he goes, come to the study or whatever. And then he's like, oh, yeah, let's talk turkey. And then Ramsley's like, turkey. And I'm like, I never heard that phrase.
I've never heard that.
I'm like, is that like, let's talk
turkey? You can't see it on, well, never mind.
You definitely can.
I just saw like
a
patch
move
of
over
skin.
If you're going to do that.
Or a patch of fur, I mean.
Not because I care, but because the world doesn't need to see this.
Girl.
Luna, for those listening, Luna is just having a bath right next to me. And I'm like, girl, the world doesn't need to see your leg up
She's
in the
like,
air.
Like, let me put it.
move over.
Move it over, will you, friend?
She needs privacy.
I can't. But
so he goes down to the study, which
let's talk turkey
looks beautiful.
I know this it again looks it reminds like when us you look, of Prince Eric's grotto.
It does,
which is a very specific reference, but to the newest
to the
Little
newest
Mermaid
one,
live action,
his grotto.
It looked like that thing where you could just sit in there and observe,
but it looks like the outside of the Haunted Mansion here.
Yes,
another point for the
this is true
for the
this
Florida one.
It does, it literally has the same aesthetics,
it
the
looks
same
so
kind of
pretty
stuff.
And it's like a greenhouse, half of it looking like not
I
greenhouse
know,
but like the glass
thing,
so when it rains it's like so aesthetic.
It literally looks like those literally what we had on right now, the, like a lo-fi like
witchy.
A background where it's like in a witch's cottage or like the study
in Eric's grotto.
Literally, why does that not exist?
It might.
That Haunted Mansion one might exist.
Okay, speaking
does.
Of lo-fi,
it probably does.
I keep seeing this lo-fi. I've seen two now. One is like lo-fi for bears, and then in parentheses it says only, and then another one's like
what
lo-fi for cat only. Owners. First I saw the cat owners and it said only, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But the bears, and I'm like, what if
for,
I'm not a bear?
For bears,
what
only?
There were a lot of views on there.
And if you're not,
are those actual bears watching?
Keep scrolling.
I call
and if you're not
a bluff. I don't think those bears are watching.
How many of y'all are bears right now watching? I can't only. Mm-hmm. And it had how many views?
Unless it's gay man bears. You know?
Who?
You know how there's certain gay men that are like, that's a bear, you know?
I did not know that. Wait, like maybe Maybe I did.
It's like a type of gay man.
You know what? That tracks. I think I have heard that.
Yeah.
But also, maybe that's what that was for.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, it was nature.
But why is it only? Never mind. I'm not going to get to that. Anyways. So he's in there.
I know none of y'all are bears.
I know none of them are bears.
Forest bears. Brother bear. Listen. Okay. So the study. Listen. The study. Lo-fi beats bears only. It sounds like
bears
only,
beats
not only bear,
beats
bear,
bears.
Only bears. Like only fans.
Yeah. Only bears.
Only bears. I can't. Oh man. Okay. So yeah, he's down there. Doesn't he? What does he do then to?
So basically, he's left in there for. He's like, well, Mr. Gracie wants to talk to you, and he's like, all right. So he stays in there. He like steals a cigar, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And then he's like looking around and he finds a secret passageway and he gets trapped behind the walls.
That's right.
And then he's like, no. And then he's like, doesn't he trying to get out.
Immediately practically end up in Madame Leota's
area? No, so he gets I've out at some that. Point. Like, remember, you just see like in Scooby-Doo fashion, you just see two eyes like looking through a painting and it's him.
Gosh,
and
he's
like,
that's right.
And he comes out in giving some random the ride hallway.
Vibes again of just that's like, true. Mm-hmm, the eyes follow you.
Okay. They incorporated the ride very well in this. And it's like, again, something I didn't notice until later, until going on the ride. So much. And I'm like, they did a good job.
They did. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then, and meanwhile, the kids, though, are like.
So the kids are just. In the attic or something. Also exploring. Yeah. And they find the
Everyone's
attic.
Just kind of going on their own little choose your own adventure kind of thing. Basically. Like, anyway. Yeah. And they go in the attic and don't they like discover that like glowing blue orb situation?
Yeah. So there's like an orb kind of reminding me of like the ones from like Genshin or like other video games where they're like, here's like a really pretty
anything where
blue.
It like makes you follow it to go to your next. Yeah.
And so they're following
a will-o-wisp, dare we say.
A will-o-wisp. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so they're following that. And then that's when they get to the to upstairs and they find like a trunk and they also find some other thing. No, they find a painting and the painting is a woman in like a wedding, not a wedding dress, but a beautiful dress. And it's their mom.
Yeah. And they're like
that's their mom's twin
mom.
And they're like, mom,
what is this?
And then they also at some point run into Wallace, Sean, and Tina or Dinah Spivey, aka Emma and Ezra, who are
what
the two
name,
I
Ezra,
know
Emma and Ezra.
I love the name
that's
Ezra
it's a very good name.
They run into them and they basically are like, get out of here, but then they're like, just kidding, we can't. And then no, Wallace, I'm just Ezra tries to get rid of them and scare them away, and then Emma comes up with like a tray of cookies, remember?
She's yes,
like, anyway, I got cookies. Yeah, and he's like, what? He's like, we're trying to scare them out of here. Why
I
are you
can't, but they're so goofy
but they're
cute.
Kind
yeah you can tell.
So that and then Ramsay comes in at one point and he's like, I'm trying to get rid of these people and I can't. He's like, have you seen the children? And they're like, no. And he's like, why are there cookies there? Like, this is clearly a lie. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, all right, whatever. But what I was saying to you is that I'm like, I always feel like ghosts are like omnipresent. And I'm like, wouldn't he know?
I know. It's that thing where like as soon as they say something like, well, we don't know where they are. It's like, how could you not?
Yeah.
You're literally everywhere. And it's like, that's
not
necessarily.
Or him too. Like, wouldn't he know where everybody is?
Yeah, exactly.
Which, that's just me thinking, I don't know what ghost logic is or how ghosts work. It depends on
like
the universe.
If
or
there's some in the universe, like in movie universes where they'll, or whatever, where they'll show how they can like go into like more of like a not being present in the moment and like kind of go wherever ghosts are, like who aren't on the other side go, but they're just still like existing, knowing where to like transport next, kind of. At least that's my take on it, like in my head of how the movies usually depict a ghost who has not crossed over, which is what they all are.
Yeah, they're trapped like, in this mansion.
No, all of them. There's so
I know.
Many. And it's like
there's
a graveyard
because there's a graveyard outside,
and it's huge.
And it's huge.
It's huge.
At one point, Madame Leota, they find Madame Leota, and Eddie Murphy is like freaking out because he's like, "What the hell is this?" And she's like spinning him up in the air, and she's like, "So go find this key." Blah blah blah. Blah. And he's like, "What are you talking about?"
And I was like, "Stevie, why do they explain what Madame Leota like? Who like?
I know,
do they just have a casual room in the mansion that was meant for a medium?
Maybe
they could have.
And
I
then
guess.
She's just like died, and she just was like, well." I guess I'll go to my crystal ball.
Yeah.
Like, where else is there to go? There's nowhere
else.
She
might have just been working there at the same... Like, and they were having, like, a masquerade. Like, maybe... Like, not because that's when she died, but, like...
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, they didn't all die that day.
No, but, like, she might have, like, just... It just might have been that kind of time where they had, like, somebody like that.
On hand.
Huh?
Like, on hand.
Yeah, who was, like, a palm reader, somebody who was doing things.
It would be really cool if they had kind of explained that.
Right? Because she's so significant. And I know that it's kind of because they're taking it from the ride that I feel like they were like, well, we have to have her. It's like, but what is... Oh, maybe the new movie talked
I was
going
to say, I wonder if the new one, like,
I bet it
goes into it. I'm excited to watch.
We'll see it.
But... Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that until you said that. And I'm like, I guess you're right.
But then again, it is, like we said, Louisiana. And it's, like, that kind of, like...
But why was she in there?
Like a voodoo kind of thing?
Like she just lives
in
the home.
Yeah, maybe they just had her there or...
You know what?
It's a graveyard though.
Wait, I have... Never mind. I was going to say I have an idea. Because what if she was there because like Ramsley was trying to use her to sort of like get to... Like sort of get to Gracie and get to Elizabeth or like try to help them cross over or something. And then when she passed away... She was just there because he's like, I'm hiring you on to try. Because they were all cursed at that point. So because
he didn't care about Elizabeth, though.
But he, remember, he wanted them to, like, be together.
So that way because, they could undo everything.
Yeah, because basically they all can't leave because Gracie killed himself and Elizabeth was poisoned.
Hold on. It's stuck in your eyelid. Okay.
Why do you pop back in my eye? Yeah, so basically they can't leave because Gracie died there and Elizabeth was poisoned. And because of that, all of that emotion that happened, everybody is just
trapped. Cursed the whole estate.
And basically, it cursed the estate. Whoever so maybe Ramsley hired her to be like, maybe you can help. That's my guess.
Because how did Ramsley die?
I think they just died of old age and then they were just like trapped at that point. Like anybody who was there, they were like, well, this is it.
Wild. Yeah, because even the old, even them.
Yeah, they're just there. I think that that's my theory. Yeah, I think Madame Leota is like obviously there. I mean, she's somebody who would be able to connect to the dead.
Still alive, he
was like, okay, we need, because clearly maybe Gracie, like, he was already haunting the place.
Yeah,
so he was like, okay, well, how do we?
And being like, well, what do I do now? And he's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You're right.
This is my theory.
I could see that. I could see that happening. I could see that. So then, yes, but so then what is she telling Jim? She's like, you need to go find the key.
Yeah, so she's like, find the key, and then you will find the key.
To and it's like, what?
Leaving this place. And he's like, what? And then he runs into the kids, and the kids are like, Dad, we need to find, he's like, we got to get out of here. I don't care. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, but we need to help Mom. And he's like, no. Also, it was funny because he's like, it was just the chicken was bad. This is what's happening. This is why I'm seeing.
He's like, we're not. They're like, we saw a blooming bird. Yeah. He's like, no, you didn't.
He's like, we ate some bad food.
We all ate it. It's fine.
Like, and Emma's like, hey, it wasn't the chicken because she cooked it.
Oh, that's funny.
She was like, I love that. No, my chicken was not the problem. That's but so basically, funny. That's when he's like, oh my God, okay, I'm seeing more ghosts.
We all had some bad chicken.
It's just bad chicken. And we're all hallucinating together.
Like, as if that's what chicken, bad chicken would do.
We're all hallucinating. And so that's when they're like, but we have to save Mom. And he's like, what happened?
Yeah, he's like, wait, where's your mom? He's like, where's, what?
What do you mean? And then that's when they show the picture and they're like, this is Mom. And then that's when Emma and Ezra are like, but that's Elizabeth. And then he's like, all right, fine. Let's go find the thing from this key.
We got to go. Yeah. So they have
to go to the tomb.
Oh my gosh.
Which is.
Is it already there? Like when they go under in the water situation? Mm-hmm. Goodness.
I'm just going through.
Yeah. No, but I'm like, that's where they're going to.
Yeah.
And like the whole thing of just like when you see water like that murky kind of water surrounding like a tomb that's like under the mansion. Where is it? Yeah.
The tomb. No, it's in the they take.
Oh,
like
that
a,
one. Where's they take the a doom is buggy. Is it inside of there? Where is the water situation? Is it in that the mausoleum?
So yeah. So they take a doom buggy like from the ride. You know how they call it a doom buggy.
Gosh.
And then Emma and Ezra are like, I'll take you. And then they see all the ghosts that are there.
And they go across the entire graveyard, which is just like, again, a huge property. That's right. And then they get to the mausoleum.
They're all like, hey, guys. And then the guy's like, he can't see. The ghosts are like, it looks like he's looking right at me. He's like,
the hitchhiking ghosts.
We are looking at you. He's like, no, they're not. They're not looking at us.
They're not. They can't see us. Hold on. We're looking at you. We can't see you.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yes, the Oompa Loompas.
Yes.
So he's one of the hitchhiking ghosts, Deep Roy.
Ugh.
And also he's in How the Grinch. And Return. The Grinch Stole Christmas.
The Never Ending Story.
The Never Ending Story.
But he
love that movie.
But he
it's, in my dream. No, I'm just kidding.
It's literally an amazing, never ending, a story in our hearts.
That,
beautiful. Made me cry.
Nothing is everywhere.
I still cry.
I know. I still cry thinking about it.
He's there at the end though. So it's
same
okay.
Artax.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what is it? It's a cool. Yeah. It's a cool
Artax?
Name.
Artax. Stop. Wait.
I literally sobbed as a kid. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like that. But then at the end, they show him, so he's okay. Everything's
hold
okay.
on.
Okay. Hold on.
Artax.
Yes. Look. This. No. I get honestly
Artax.
Triggered. I'm serious.
Every time. That and then Falcor is cool so name. Cute.
Falcor.
He's like a dragon puppy. He's Bastion. Literally a lucky dragon, ugh. A luck dragon, and he's like a dog slash. Anyway, this is not related.
It is
but
so
it's
great.
Related in my heart.
But it's related because.
Oh, it is related. So Deep Roy is in Haunted Mansion.
And they're the hitchhiking ghosts.
Haunted Mansion ghosts. And Never Ending Story.
Ugh. And they're the hitchhiking ghosts, and it's so cute because I'm like, it's the ride.
It's I know. I get so excited seeing everybody in this movie that are on, so that's in the ride. I'm like, oh my God.
But then I was gonna say they end up going to the mausoleum and I'm like, lie in the grass.
Next to the mausoleum. We were talking about
there's
that when we saw it.
Bedpost, but you're just there's a line in the song.
The bullet.
I know the I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded gun complex, cock it and pull it. What a line. What a line. But
they're like, hopefully we make it to the top charts. Listen, this isn't going to make any sense.
Number one bullet. But they go to the mausoleum, and then inside of there, there's obviously the tomb situation, and then there's like a water cat, like thing surrounding it. And naturally, chaos ensues. We're like,
the little boy stays outside because he's like, I'm scared. Honestly, and I get Megan's it. Like, whatever, I'm going in here.
But they go in there and like they find the key, but then it's.
They have to fight the undead because Eddie Murphy, instead of just slightly, he basically has to like open a tomb, a giant.
Couldn't we just casket slide it off instead
that's
of
very heavy.
Crash land.
Yeah, he
on the
pushes
side.
It completely off and then.
Crashes, symbols crash.
With no hope of putting it back on instead mm-hmm. of just kind of slightly mm-hmm. doing it, yeah. grabbing Reaching the key in. And then shutting it. He's
Everyone,
like,
mm. We're always saying this when we watch it. We're like, why did they have to.
Why
make
didn't
it,
they think.
Why didn't they literally do a little the. What does it bit. Do first? Do no harm.
Leave no trace.
Leave no trace. Leave no trace. Let's be real.
But but he didn't do that.
No. So they're fighting and then the key falls in the water.
Yeah, he like knocks one of their blocks off and he's like, anyway, see, don't mess with me. And then the rest of them wake up like, so.
I can't.
And Megan, as brave as ever. So then she is going to go get the key and she's like, I don't want to do this. And so she has to go into the water.
Gross. How?
Her
also,
whole
how do you
full
see?
Body.
Yeah. How
she literally was like, she's like going like this. No. She's like, I really don't want to do this. And she like pokes. Mm-mm. I don't know how she sees. Because honestly, no. There's just skulls
murky,
down there.
Like muddy water.
And then like, it reminds me also of like in Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
in the river
gosh.
Where they're like, and look, here's some dead people and Please. They're going to come and attack me. It's literally the same.
It is the same concept.
same. But
I can't. But then they get it.
But then they get it.
They get it. And they go, they're going out and it's like, what is it with the spiders?
So they're trying to get out. Full circle moment. Because the army of the undead is coming after them. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get out.
It is Lord of the Rings.
It is Lord.
Literally. I know.
It's always time to watch Lord of the Rings.
It really is. Lock the door.
Lock the door. Pull down the shades. So yeah, they're running up the stairs and they're like, the door slams because it's trying to keep them in. Mm-hmm. And Michael, his name is Michael, right? Yeah, Michael's mm-hmm. outside. And there's spiders all over the door.
That's
and they're
right.
like, let me out, let us out. And then she's like, he's still being a good dad at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, he like takes everything, like zones everything out.
He's like,
and is like listen
okay.
to me.
I know, I get scared sometimes. And kind of like what we were saying, again, we say it every time about Mufasa because he literally was like,
oh,
it's okay
my-
to be scared sometimes. And I'm scared right now. And
I was
just need
today.
To open the door. Sarah going into her monologue.
like,
but
I was.
Wait,
today.
What is that? No,
like,
it reminds
me of
SpongeBob.
I didn't think you got scared of anything. Or I didn't think you'd ever get scared.
I was today.
I was today.
I
thought I might lose you.
And what's worse?
what's worse? You put Nala in danger. No. I just wanted to be like you.
No.
I'm only brave when I have to be. I can't. So good.
It makes me tear up, but not because I'm sad,
good.
But because I'm laughing
know,
at
it's
it.
So good. So, but you're not scared of anything. I was today.
Listen, take a shot every time we quote Lion King because at this point we did this in the last episode
earlier, and I almost quoted Mushu, not because of anything.
Oh,
yeah. Like literally just something we always say.
Get out of there.
Oh,
gonna make you
really
sick.
Nice. You sit by me.
You
like I was literally like, we're just constantly putting it into store into conversation. We're like, anyway,
you sit by me.
But he is. He's so patient with him.
So patient.
And it reminds me of that thing where it's like when you're just yelling at a child or being like, just get over it. It's
Megan
like it's not gonna work.
Is yelling at her brother like.
But as a parent,
like, no,
especially like berating them if you were just to be like, you can't, like, you gotta get over it, just get over it. He's like still zoning into the moment, being like, it's okay, breathe. I'm scared.
It's
okay.
Like, it's okay, son. Like literally he's screaming, but because he's scared, he's like not yelling at him. And I'm like,
but it gets
you see.
Him.
And
he's
like,
I'm trying to save
he's like,
my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's then covered
and then
in tarantulas.
And then he like comforts him after. Mm-hmm. It's not even like, oh, that was great, let's go. It was like he wipes all the spiders off of him and then he's like, that was so good. Like you were so.
It was so funny too because they're like, he's like, it's all these tarantulas just dusting them off.
Literally.
And he's like, so did you get the key? And he's like, oh my God, no.
My,
and then they did.
I
they
can't.
Got
but I love that. He's like, you were so brave.
I know.
The key. That's all that matters. That's all.
He was. See, good dad button, at least. At least. I know he's got his flaws, but at least
in my
he's
head, though,
good.
I was like, I didn't know if they were going to have the key or not. I'm like,
you did.
All
you were like, are you?
That. Are they going to not have the key?
Serious?
I was Michael in that moment. You made me go through.
You made me.
They were over there battling hell as well. And they're like, listen, we're getting that key. We
you
got
made
the
me
key.
Go and You made me go in a hand-to-hand combat with these spiders. For what? For nothing.
No key? Mm. They got it, though. They're heading back. At this point, before that, too, we also did see the singing ghost busts, which are obviously on the ride. Apparently, were also the voices of the actual, like, I don't know if it's like the Dapper Dans from, quoted from the trivia, Disneyland specifically. But I don't know if there's like a specific quartet besides the ones,
it's,
you know,
interesting. Yeah. Maybe it's like the, because like, when did the like media official ones? Dapper Dans like start?
I don't know.
We should have looked that up.
We've seen them on the street, Main Street.
Yeah, but they're always different people. Yeah, so we're like,
I wonder if there was like
the original
media. Yeah, oh, maybe like the ones that were literally when Walt was there.
Who started it? Maybe. But then again, like, how old were they?
But then, like, in the maybe it's just like whoever is the media ones, like the ones that are used for promo and stuff. I don't know.
Maybe
because you know how they always have like a media Cinderella, a media, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows?
Which, not to break the magic is still there. I didn't say anything. You know?
Yeah, it's always the same amount of Dapper Dans. It's the same exact Dapper Dans.
All of the same characters.
No matter where you're at, it's always them.
What are we talking about? But they come back with the key. They're trying to get the. Okay, wait. This is when. Isn't this when? They're trying to get in, but his car alarm is going off.
Go back and they bring the key. There's some cool transitions too, because he's like holding the key and then suddenly they're in front of Madame Leota. And I was like, that's some cool editing.
That's right. I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
So he puts it down on her table and he's like, all right, now bring me, show me where my wife is. And she's like, well, now you have to get the letter. He's like, what letter? He's like, first you're telling me about this. Now you're telling me about a letter. And she's like, well, you need the letter now. And he's like, are you serious? So basically, what they end up doing is finding the letter. She says a little incantation.
Oh, it's in the thing in the attic.
Yeah. Yes. It's in the chest.
Yes, the chest. The dowry. I'm just kidding.
The dowry.
I just always think it's like, what? You know, when they bring a chest of their like riches and stuff.
Here you go.
Yeah, like, this is my gift. Thank you.
Here. Mm. In case you guys get divorced.
Literally. This is what my father bought me, paid for us to get married.
They're basically like, if I leave, at least I have something. This money. So they go to the chest, and in there is a letter, and it's red. And that's just important because she says the thing that is red, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, red. And he's like, I don't see anything red in here. And then he finds the letter.
It was black and white and red all over.
But it's red and red. See? And you can read it. Anyway. So they read black and white and red all over. What is a newspaper? They find it. And basically, it's the proof that Elizabeth, because basically what Ramsley had told Gracie was, this girl poisoned herself. She didn't want to be with you, even though you said, let's run away together. Gracie told Elizabeth, let's run away. Let's be together, because we can't be together here. Because basically, I guess she wasn't accepted because of, I don't know if it was a status situation.
Mm-hmm. They didn't elaborate.
But basically, they're like, if we can't be together, then let's run away together. And
he was like down for it.
Like, yeah. He said, let's go. And she's like, all right. Yeah. So she wrote him a letter saying, yeah, let's go. But the letter that he got was, I can't do this and I'm going to take some poison. So this whole time, Gracie killed himself because he thought she did.
Mm-hmm. But really? Ramsley.
Ramsley did it.
He poisoned
her. And he hid the letter.
Because he was like, you deserved better.
Why not destroy the letter?
Literally, why?
You got to leave something behind. If you're a supervillain, there's always a catch.
You got to do something.
There's always a breadcrumb.
But the way he was just like, oh, I knew you were about to like throw away your whole life and you're about to do. Like,
you're about to
do the whole. And it's like, who is this man? He's trying to act like he's Alfred.
He's basically like, Bruce Wayne.
Basically,
because Gracie's also like, he's been a father to me. Like my whole. Yeah. And I'm like, where are his parents?
I know. And because I'm like, Gracie, why was he so obsessed with his as a butler? He's like, I guess he's just seeing. I don't know. It's like he was just so obsessed with the status. He was like, your heirs, your family, like, you know.
He's like, I gave everything to you and you're going to throw it away for this woman.
Are you not
basically
hired? What's happening? It's a job. He's like,
He's like, listen, I don't know if he would have lost some sort of status. I don't know.
I think he genuinely.
Something ridiculous.
What's twisted about
he could have changed shit.
Yeah. What's twisted is I feel like they didn't make his motivation be like a selfish, like, he wanted to actually rule the manor.
Yeah, he's saying, like, this is for you.
Yeah, it's almost like he genuinely had this twisted idea that it's like, I know what's best. It's like a, what do you call it, complex of, like, I know what's best for you. And then, therefore, I'm going to make it happen. And it's like, what? You're literally going to take away his love of his life in order to do that. And then he honestly, like, it's weird because he comes off at the end as being like mega evil, but like even throughout before the our characters arrive, he's basically saying, I've been trying to undo this
because I messed up. I know I messed up. So that's why he has a quote unquote Elizabeth. He's like, oh, perfect, I found her. Yeah. Let's bring her, even though he like knows it's not her.
Like he just like
he's just kind of like, we're just gonna pretend that this maybe it'll break the
curse. Yeah.
So meanwhile, so that happens and they're like, what? And then they get caught by Ramsley, and Ramsley's like, so I'm going to throw these kids in a chest and I'm going to throw you outside.
That's right. Okay.
And that's when he's outside.
And then Emma and Ezra, he's like, and you too. And they're like, ah, and they're like,
I don't know. And they basically like vanish, follow him or vanish. Yeah. But we did not mention this whole time as all that's happening. Sarah and Gracie
are getting the chance to
he's like taking her around. Yeah. He's telling her about his like past. He's like, my grandfather this
dun dun dun.
He's telling this whole story about his grandfather. Yeah. But it really it's him, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like trying to jog her memory because he's like, it's got to be her, she just doesn't remember, she's like reincarnated. That's right, or something. That's right.
He's like thinking like a doppelganger. Mm-hmm. For anyone who watches Vampire Diaries, it's like the whole thing. Okay,
isn't this what we talked about
every time? I'm always like, but every time there's like, wait, why did people talk about it last time? Was it another doppelganger thing?
No, I think it was because the actor from, I'm thinking of when we did ICU, and the guy is in it, isn't he?
Now I'm trying to remember.
Anyway,
he might be.
The guy who she like has an affair with, isn't he in Vampire Diaries? And you were like, this
guy. Oh no, he's in True Blood. I love Sam. Love him. Well, in Vampire Diaries, it's a whole like ongoing plot line that there's like they all have doppelgangers that are basically not themselves reborn. It's not like that necessarily. It's like more so just like some kind of connection with them where it's like they're born every other. I feel
like that's kind of like Vampire Slayers and like Buffy, where they don't look like them.
Yeah.
But they're like, they were cloned, sort of basically. Like they're connected spiritually, but they're not. But with that, there's only one at a time.
Yeah, this one was like basically the opening plot. You know how the two of them are obsessed with her.
I don't know much about Vampire Diaries.
They knew her doppelganger from when they were younger vampires.
So basically, that's exactly.
And so it's kind of funny that he's like, she still don't remember, but she was. So he's like thinking she was her, though. Like he's like, it's the same girl. It's just reborn as opposed to whatchamacallit, where it's like your ancestor kind of.
Yeah, so he's basically like trying to jog her memory, trying to like wine and dine her kind of thing, and the whole time she's just like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah, she's like, she likes like going him. Along with it to be like, you're a nice host,
she's very
you.
Interested in the house. Yeah. And she like, she likes him as a person. She's like, this is so cool. And like, she's just spending time with him
around.
Especially since her husband's being a dingbat. So then she's just kind of like, okay. And then eventually, so yeah, Ramsley was like, anyway, they're gonna get married now, because at one point he's like in the room with a mask, the ballroom, and he's like, don't Gracie, and he's like, so don't you remember? And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, what, everything, like the ball, everything that happened. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, what, you have to remember. And he's like yelling like passionately about it to her, and he's just like, do you remember the night and this and that? And she's literally like, oh my god. And she just starts
like, this
running.
Guy is off his rocker, like what is happening. Yeah.
But then when she starts running, he keeps appearing, like, so now she's like, this man is a ghost.
This man is a supernatural.
This man is a ghost or something. Like, I don't know. And so she runs into her room and like shuts the door, and he's like, please, please, like, you have to remember. And like, again, still not being angry, but he's just frustrated.
Like desperate. Yeah.
He's like, you're like, the love of my life, and I've been waiting for you. Yeah.
So sad. But yeah, so then that's happening. And then meanwhile, that's when Eddie Murphy's outside and the car alarm, because he landed on it? Or?
So he tries to like, I think, yeah, he landed on it.
We were getting
real world
annoyed though at the alarm. We were like, please.
We're like, can we shut this off?
I would have already been like, please drive this into the lake. Like, stop. I can't.
Basically, too, the thing that has to happen now is that Ramsey's like, well, they're going to get married. But this is before Eddie Murphy gets thrown out. Remember, he's like, Ramsey's like, anyway, we're going to have them wed, and then the whole curse is going to be done. And he's like, how are they getting married? He's alive. She's alive and he's not. And he's like, yeah, well death.
One of those life, things can be easily amended or something.
Life is a delicate state.
Yes.
So we can change. And then they're like, and this is when they're like, so we'll poison her too. Yeah. Again.
And they
just
told,
like other Elizabeth.
Literally. And they told her, like,
you have to get married. Ramsey literally like, so you're gonna get married. And he's like, She's like, I'm not Elizabeth.
Yeah. And he's like, anyway, I have your children hostage and I have you have to do it. So she's like, well, okay, then I will.
The obviously. Way they do it in movies like that, where they're like, when they're like, well, you wouldn't want to upset the children. And, have them and then they like show a room of them all the way down the hall.
They're like dangling over the thing. Like,
you literally put them in the trunk and then tied a rope chain
around it.
Dangling down the elevator shaft. Like,
can't even just say we stuffed them in a trunk. No. We're going to kill them if you don't do anything.
He's like, I just love how
they're
like,
hanging in the balance. How would you even know that they're going to live afterwards? You need to basically secure it. Like, you're still in that trunk.
Like, let them.
He's going to let it drop as soon as they get married.
I just love.
What?
Well, you wouldn't want to upset the children. And then he opens the door. I'm like, sir. And she's like, all right, fine. And so, yeah, Eddie Murphy's trying to get inside. But you know who's outside? He's like, I give up. And which Madame Leota rolls up and she's
rolls
like,
rolls up literally.
Literally rolls up and she's like, what the hell are you doing? What are you going to give up? You can't give up.
What is the audio that's trending on TikTok? Never give up. Never what? Never give in. Or whatever. It's like, never give in. Never,
never
give
surrender.
What? Never give up. And it's like someone trying to punch.
I never heard that one.
It's so funny. Like, he's doing it for like Gojo. They're like, what's that? He's like, never give up.
Aww, he does. Whoosh. It. Gojo.
Especially currently, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there in the manga.
But
yeah. So, yeah, she rolls up and she's just like, well, you're an idiot. Like, mm-hmm. why would you leave your wife and everything? Mm-hmm. You're just going to give up? It's kind of like that thing of like when I was watching the D&D movie and Chris Pine, he's like, they're like, well, we give up. Like, we're failures. Like, forget it.
It's
we're,
not.
And
yeah.
he's like, how you're only if you fail,
it's only
you have to keep
stop.
Going.
Yeah.
And the only time you really fail, he's like, exactly, we're failing. But if we the only time we really fail is when we stop failing.
Yeah.
Because that means we've given up, basically.
That's true. It's, and so we were talking about that for something else.
Yeah,
and
we were
I
just talking
about
that. But she says something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you're right. And he's like, all right, let's get in the car. And he like straps her into the thing. And she's like, he's like, hold on.
Literally like a little she baby goes, passenger. Like,
to what?
To what?
To
I
what?
I can't. So then
they go through the window.
Oh, yeah.
Which reminds me of the part in the ride where
you when
you
fall
jump
out
the window.
Which is apparently supposed to be us falling out of the
window.
Yeah,
but he gets thrown out the window.
You see?
Earlier.
Yeah, you're right.
So, no, they take the Doom Buggy out the window at one point.
That's right. That's what it feels like when we're in the ride. And it's like, wait a minute. How are we going
that's
out the window?
That's also when Wallace
upside.
Shawn goes... They're like, how are we going to get out of here?
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
There's
always my
way
out. Mm, that's funny.
Another reference to the show.
To the ride. But then, so then they get in there and they're seeing that she's like getting, like she's wearing the wedding dress that we're like, is that a wedding dress from that time?
It's
like,
not
that,
pretty.
It looked more like I was saying, it looked more like it was from Bridgerton time period-ish, like that kind of aesthetic.
The dress is not pretty. The way they did her, like, her jewelry looked
but
odd.
Everything about it looked very like that
not the
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like Bridgerton as opposed to what the masquerade looking time looked. And
yeah,
I know
because
Bridgerton's
her masquerade...
kind of a in between, mm-hmm. but you know. Yeah. The what? Masquerade what?
Oh, no, I was going to say, we were talking about how pretty the dresses were in the masquerade, and then we were like, what happened there?
And it had like such a bit. Mm.
I guess because they are like, well, they're going to dress differently for a masquerade than they're going to dress for a wedding, I guess.
So,
but
still
they were
looked...
so beautiful.
I feel like we knew the year. Now I don't remember if we...
It was like 1870-something, I feel.
But still, it was just like, yeah, it was just so different. So we were like, wait a minute. Are you just kind of changing it up? But they're about to get married. She has the poison in her hand to like drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she puts it to her mouth.
It's literally like a wine goblet.
Yeah,
a goblet of wine.
And so then Eddie Murphy naturally... Does he... Wait, hold on. I'm trying to remember.
I was trying to see if we knew what year it was. It was like 18-something, I could have sworn, but...
I'm trying to remember.
Honestly.
It's like, okay, wait.
I don't know.
When is it? Okay, he rests... Okay, he gets the children first. That's right. He gets the... He saves the children. Then they run in last minute and are like, stop! And she's and like, she already knows everything that's happening too, but he's like... Does he reveal... That's when he reveals that Ramsley's... That he's like, yo.
So he runs in and he's like... They're like, basically, Ramsley is like, so I take you, take her, and he takes you, and blah blah blah. And he's being the officiant, and he's like, anyway, drink this poison, and then you guys will be wed, right? And he's like, and then that's when they run in, and they're like, I object, type of thing.
That's right.
I object to this wedding, and then they're like, what? And she like slams down her goblet and runs to him.
Oh,
and then poor Gracie too. Okay, there's a moment where Gracie is talking to Ramsley, and he's like, feeling bad because he's like, why is she not remembering? Like, yeah. He's like, doesn't want to force her to do this.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think she's Elizabeth. Like, I don't want to force her into this. And he's like, no, she'll remember. Don't worry about it. And he's like, I guess. So he like feels bad the whole time. Where Gracie's great.
Yeah.
He's just like a lost soul, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
But then that's when he's like, it's Ramsay the whole time. And he's like, wait, what? And like,
he runs and he's like, so I love how Eddie Murphy is like, they're all like, so then and this. And they're so like proper with it.
And he's like, no, this is not how it works. And like, literally just has an outburst.
He runs and he's like, yeah. And then he did this. Now read the letter and see that he's like, he's basically using all this, like, such like, what's it called?
Modern
vernacular.
Yeah.
Versus how they're speaking. And it's just so funny to me that he's like,
it's so funny.
He's trying to kill my wife and then this and that. And it's just funny the way he was like, it's such a juxtaposition.
And it's like, I think him saying, like, here's the letter, all that stuff finally has Ramsay being like,
read it.
Fine. Like, he's like, Master Boatwright, like, that's when he gives his whole explanation of like, I knew it was best for you. It was, you would have ruined yourself. I didn't know you were gonna kill yourself after she did it. Then I realized my mistake, so I've been trying this whole time. But he's like increasingly getting like angry. Like, it's not like, and more so being like, you're ruining it. I'm trying to fix this. And then
because
it's like,
Gracie's like not complying, and he's like, you know what? Forget it. And he like turns into like this.
And like the whole room turns, like the fireplace becomes like an entrance to hell.
Okay.
Because that's been accessible now, the whole time.
Now he literally is like, I condemn you all to hell. And then like, the fireplace opens up to hell. You know what happens? He's just been the devil the whole time. You know what happens now? You know who goes to hell? Nobody goes to hell. You know who goes to hell? Ramsay goes to hell. He literally, his soul gets sucked down to hell. He
kind of just condemned himself. It's like they see that thing where it's like, condemn everyone who's worthy of going to hell and it's him.
And it's only him.
And so he gets sucked down, but he grabs Eddie Murphy to try and get him to come down with him. But Gracie saves him.
And then Gracie saves him.
It's a good guy.
It was lovely.
And it's like after that when they've like reunited, but then.
Yeah, the whole to hell just seals up. Yeah. And they're like, well, that took care of that. Cool.
And then though we get to see the orb was Elizabeth, the blue.
Well, the whole, but before that, yes. But before that, the mom passes out.
Oh, that's right. So it's like she gets knocked down. They're like, did she drink the poison? Did she actually drink it? Yeah, because
she did.
Because she did have it up on her lips. And poison is poison. And so she passes out, and then he's like, Sarah, wake up. And then that's when the blue orb enters and it reveals itself to be Elizabeth. And you're like, what? And she like goes into Sarah's body and she like rises up and she's like, ah, and talks to, and basically has her reunion with Gracie. And it's beautiful.
She's like, the whole thing.
And
I didn't mean that
the kids are the ones. She's like, I didn't know. Like,
even do it. He just killed her. Ramsay, like, she didn't.
Yeah, it's not like she literally. Yeah. It's literally like she's like, I wanted to run away with you.
Yeah,
and it's literally, and she's been there the whole time too.
I know she was guiding the kids like the whole time.
That's so sad that she couldn't be a formed person. I know.
Maybe because of the curse, or because Ramsay's there and she couldn't be like a fully fledged.
So to tell the truth,
because to tell the truth, yeah,
it was like a curse. That's the curse of it all.
But you'd think that Madame Leota would have been like, hey. She's in up. Here.
Let me tell you something.
By the way, I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Girl,
thought you were here to be connecting the living.
She's over here talking in riddles instead of just being like, hey, let me tell you. She probably knew the whole time. But she's like, I need to actually tell you in riddles. This is my curse.
I can't. Right. The whole time that ends with her being like, shh, it's my shh. But it's funny because I love how the kids are the ones who are like freaked out that she's like, their mom is like kissing the Gracie. And I like how Eddie Murphy, though, like, is, like, just watching lovingly.
He's like,
but he's, like, doing it kind of in, like, a... And then it's, like, getting weird, obviously. But he's like, oh, that's not your mom, you know? That's not... That's just,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
But I like how he, instead of it being, like, that stereotypical, like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, now, like, he kind of obviously gets to, like, he's like, okay, like, it actually even doesn't. He doesn't even do that, does he?
He just kind of goes, he's like,
hey, can I have my wife
And then
back?
He's like, so that's my wife. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not even like hey, buddy, I feel like they would have easily put that in some movies.
Yeah, because he definitely knows at that point, like, oh, okay, they're being reunited.
Yeah. And I like how he tells the kids, that's not your mom.
That's not your mom, by the way.
But I just
and the kids are like, I feel like they should be more concerned than they are, because when she passed out.
She was dead, practically.
Yeah, they were like, they were there like, oh, but I would have been, I don't know, maybe they were in shock. I mean, they're going through a lot.
There's a lot.
So who's to judge?
The blue orb showed up. But then I like how when she comes, like, when then she leaves the body and then she's with Gracie.
And they all go, and he's like,
I love it when he's like, Sarah. Like, it's so cute how they're all reunited officially. Like, she's okay and everyone's okay.
Oh, And then as he's like, so Elizabeth and Gracie are going up into the sky. Very cute, the light. And as he's going up there, he's like, take the house. Here's the deed to the house. Do whatever you want with it. Sell it. Keep it. And he's like, what just, a lovely it was very statement. Lovely.
I love that.
He's like, take it. Give it to somebody. Whatever you want. And I'm like, oh.
I think that's so
And they're
great.
Like, okay. Open I don't even know what a, they did, but they should keep it.
It'd be cool. Like, do like, I literally start thinking again of Batman of just like open up like a school for
yeah.
something or like some kind of literally do an X-Men. Do like and yeah, now
basically that's what that would be.
That's so cool.
The manor, a mansion. Yeah. But yeah. And then you see Emma and Ezra running. They're like, wait.
I know, and everyone's going. And then you see everybody rising yeah, up from the graveyard, the whole mansion. It's so nice. Lovely.
And they all pass Ugh. Over. And then we see they're like, we're going to the lake. Oh, yeah. And then they bring along, you know what doesn't make sense though? So in the back of the car, they've got Madame Leota strapped in.
And also.
And then they've got the four busts.
Bus? Like, and they're like, why?
Oh, just, and the saints come marching in.
And like for and us, like, a lovely treat. For them, why would you bring, I know, why I was would like, you take that? Why didn't they pass over? Are they not
that's,
ghosts?
That's my question. That's what I'm saying. Also, Madame Leota. It doesn't make sense.
Also, Madame Leota, why didn't she cross over?
That's what I'm saying. Is she not why dead? Are they there?
Is she just a mystical creature?
Are
they just cursed? Like a, are they like just a spell? Like,
yeah, maybe they're not like literally souls.
Make these busts sing.
I guess it kind of makes sense because when you think about it, why would they be trapped in a bust? Unless the busts were for graves, though.
Right.
And so maybe like they're just like, well, we might as well just use our likenesses. Yeah, I don't know.
You're right.
But why is Madame Leota?
You know, I've never questioned that in the ride the whole time either. I'm like, oh, what? The busts sing. Like, okay. Like, it's not even, it's like, there's literally the ghosts, and then I'm just, yeah. Before, like, the busts singing, and I'm just like, yeah, that tracks. Da-na-na-na. They remind me, like, in my head, I'm, like, this, it's the hitchhiking ghosts, the busts, mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, all part of the same thing, because they are.
Yeah.
The hitchhiking ghosts.
But it's like.
Lies.
Oh, yeah. Grim gonna ghosts come out to socialize. Did they have that song in the movie or no?
I think they sing it at one point, don't they, or no?
Yeah, I think they do when they're passing.
They do on the ride.
And then it's it's funny. I love the part with the ghost because when they go through, Eddie Murphy keeps asking them questions.
And they keep
He's like, so have you guys seen the key? And they're like, the key. Yeah. And he's like, no, but we need to go. And they're like.
It's like me as a kid answering stuff.
So funny.
Where the wind blows. Like, yeah, it's like, no.
But then so he got my mom says that. But then they go.
It's so funny.
There Megan goes, Dad, there it is. And they're like, oh, he's like, all right, whatever. And they're like, Dad, there it is. So and I thought it was so
cute. That's so funny.
No one goes, Dad, there it is. Dad, there it is.
Ugh, put on a record. I love it. That's so funny. I love that kind
of. So funny.
It
so
literally
silly.
Sounds like the put that thing back where it came from. Or so help me. So help me. So help me.
So help me. And cut. They're rehearsing
and
a play.
Cut.
We need ushers.
It's so funny. That's so good.
He's like, never mind. I could quote all of Monsters Inc. right now, and I won't do that. But
and I will.
But yeah, that's the end.
It's such a cute
and
movie,
it's
though.
Over.
I feel like it actually does. It's a service to itself that it moves so like it feels short. That's all I gotta say. It feels short.
It stands.
But I feel like it does a good job. It like everything just cohesive.
I think
concise.
Because the way that we've been talking about it and how we were like, what would we didn't know it was attached to the ride and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It stands on its own two legs so well. But mm-hmm. then when you have the addition of the ride and the little like Easter eggs in it, you're like, it makes it even better.
It's very
but
cute.
Even without that, I still love it as a yeah. movie. It's so cute. And if you don't have like some of the lore is in there, and I wonder if the new one. What
does
I think was cool about the new one is that I was like, they didn't remake it with the same exact characters. Mm-hmm. They weren't like, let's remake it. They're like, these are whole all new characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that mansion itself has just gone through different
variations, different generations,
or like there's just been different ghosts that have come and gone that are not connected to the original quote unquote, like the Gracie and stuff.
Yeah, we need to go watch it,
which I think
put it up
would
on
be
Disney
cool
Plus.
Yeah, put it up
because I want to know. I don't know anything about it except
for,
like, the actors and stuff who are in it.
Yeah, Owen Wilson.
Great. Wow.
Wow.
Crazy.
What a haunted mansion.
Stop.
That's a horrible impression.
Mansion haunted?
Wow.
Did you know this mansion's haunted? Oh my God. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I love when people do Owen Wilson impressions and they're like
the Obi-Wan one.
Yeah,
that
one
is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
This guy on TikTok. Could be. Anyway, yeah,
too good. But I love
guys.
It.
This was Haunted Mansion. Now we will rate it.
I need to figure out what I want to give it.
What we're not, we keep not doing scary scales lately, but mostly because we're doing movies that are less than the like really scary. Because
this to me realm. Is not scary.
It's not scary. Even as a kid, I wasn't scared. Mm-hmm. I always loved it. But again, I feel like.
Again, if we were rating Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't know, it might be different. It might be different when if I'm putting myself in the child mindset. I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe if I was, but even as a kid again, but I have a different, I had a different threshold for what was scary as a kid. That's so fair. For this, I was like, this is great.
That's fair. That's fair.
But we will forgo the spooky scale for now. But now
this is great. I can't.
Let me hold on.
People getting ripped apart. Not in this movie. But you're like, you know what? And my then mom, otherwise, what is it? Rosemary's
we
Baby.
We were talking to my mom earlier Snow White, and she's like, you guys should cover Rosemary's Baby. I'm like, she's like, have you seen it? I'm like, Ma, you don't remember when you showed it to me when I was like six?
You traumatized.
And then I had a whole conversation about it and she goes, wait, so you have seen it? I'm like, did you not hear what
I can't.
You didn't just hear me say that. She's like, what? She's like, that movie's traumatizing.
Like, I'm like, who would make their kid watch that?
You.
Literally.
You showed it to me. And she's like, what? She's like, that movie freaked
she's
me
like,
out.
No, that's like, a lot. People do that in real life. She was like, people have cults and get. She's I'm like, I can't. I can't.
Sarah
can't.
Was like, I'm dissociating.
I'm like, no, we got to pretend that doesn't exist because that movie is freaky.
It was. It's very satanic. It's freaky. And maybe we'll cover it
one
day.
It's very freaky. But Stevie was like, it's the same. I think they tried.
I think they did.
They did
last
something.
Few years.
I never really saw anything else.
I feel like it had
did.
Someone like Chloe. Chloe.
Or
Grace
what's
Moretz.
Her name? The one that has like the short hair. Oh my gosh, what's her name? You know her.
The short hair currently?
No, yeah, her name's oh my gosh, the actress that was in that movie. Oh my gosh, wait, now I have to.
We'll do that and I'll look up these.
Her name was like Carrie. What is it? Carrie.
Oh, you mean Carrie Mulligan?
Yeah. Like, why does it feel like with her hair really short could look just like Mia Farrow? You know what
Carrie
I'm saying?
Carrie Mulligan and I have the same birthday.
Oh.
I love her. And that's why I feel connected to her. Besides.
She's so cute.
That and she was in that Doctor Who episode, which was so good.
Oh my.
The angels have the phone
What's
box.
Funny is that I was looking her up because I was trying to find the name. It's been in many things, obviously, but I randomly looked up Never Let Me Go because I knew she was in that, which was with Andrew Garfield and Keira Knightley. But Andrew Garfield also in that. It wasn't in that episode of Doctor Who.
A different one.
Right. But in my head, I'm like,
so
another
people.
Random, actor that was in the one episode where I'm like, but then it's like, same movie.
And
just
then
saw
Simon Pegg was in that one. And also, what's his face from... Late Night.
James Corden.
James
that
Corden.
Was, that was cute. That was a cute, like, little segment, though. I liked the whole thing.
That was with...
My doctor, Matt Smith.
Matt Smith.
My baby. But... but
Matt Smith.
You were describing Rosemary's Baby and you're like, I'd have to turn the thing around. I'm like, literally, like my Snow White situation. Yeah. And I'm like, two very different movies. You're like, you know how you did with Snow White? And I'm like, tragically, yes, but so different.
Sarah.
You're like, the literal satanic movie that you're like, a ritual was happening, traumatized me. And I'm like, the wicked, I mean, not the wicked witch, the evil queen.
Yeah, Sarah, as she's spoken about before, had to turn the VHS of Snow White behind. Back
just in the cabinet amongst all, you know how all the VHS
yes
of the Disney and they're all beautiful, and I was like, let's put that, I couldn't even look at it,
flip it around,
which you know what,
and that was me looking every time, me eyeballing Rosemary's Baby like VHS. I'm like,
why is that such an associative thing? It's like you see it and you're literally like, I can't.
I have so many VHS. I've talked about this before, but I have my VHSs like all, and I gotta ship them here, but when I have room, I want to have all my bookshelves, a bunch of bookshelves with them.
Right, like it would be so cute because people are always like, they're gonna erode, they're gonna corrode or whatever, and I'm something, and I'm like, that's great, I still want those actual
I'm like
covers.
I want to open it and smell,
I know,
and have a hit of serotonin.
I want that Disney World commercial
let
in the beginning
live
talking
let
about going to the parks
cook.
Okay. I need to look up that trailer again, or the commercial with them going to the parks, the kids.
Don't even get me set, because the way I want to be teleported into that commercial.
We've talked about this, but did you do that where you put a Disney VHS in and then the commercials would play, or the trailers, and then I'd switch it out because I'd go, well, now I want to watch that.
Well, now I want to watch
Mulan. Now I want to watch that, literally.
I always wanted to watch
they
Mulan,
would put
though.
It would start playing, and I'm like, well... switch it out.
Well,
switch it
now
out.
Now I want to watch that, and then the next one would go back to
literally
the,
be like,
"I'm gonna put the other one
well,
back on." Actually.
Rewind it. Let's go.
Never
let's go.
Mind.
Let's go. Yeah. Anywho, okay. Anywho. Okay.
We'll do our. We still need a name for the overall rating, didn't we? Try to name
horoscope.
No, for the overall.
Rating. Oh, sorry. I was like, "That's beautiful."
Horoscope. Okay. Which now we rate it. Our sorry. I'm like, and now space is out.
And now.
So from lowest to highest, we have Dusty. We got straight to DVD. We've got Airplane Movie. We've got Stream It. We've got Plan Your Night Around It. We've got Life Changing / Iconic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then if we really love it, we put it in our Hall of Fame, which is the From Under the Bed Hall of Fame, which is just an extra little thing.
This is hard for me.
This is hard. I think I have it in such a nostalgic thing and something that I feel like is like I've always loved. And I don't think that I would. What would you? We didn't talk about what we would change about it, which is I feel like an aspect that we always go through. And I feel like we'll color the way we rate something sometimes because we're like, would we change it?
Cetera, I feel like I don't really think of anything to change about it. I think more so like the tone and the setting is less my like.
In what way?
In the sense that I know it's a family movie, so I'm not trying to make them like not make it a family movie. But I feel like it's missing one more layer of like plot to it that could make it even more enriching, like, you know what I mean? Enriched storytelling that I think would take it another step further to be like, whoa, this is a very good, memorable movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more surface level because it's kind of the nature of it.
That's, yeah, it's hard because like that's kind of what.
That's the point of it. Be. It doesn't need to be overly complicated or anything.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of is an addition to something that already exists. So yeah.
This is them going in
deeper
in
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But also could add more. I agree.
I feel like because it's a fun time to me, like.
But what would you add? What layer would you add?
I don't know. Like maybe something more with like the past, like maybe adding more stuff.
Maybe around, more flashbacks.
Yeah. Like get us to actually know those characters a bit more. Obviously it's like a kids movie or a family movie, so it's a bit hard with like it doesn't need to really have anything gory or anything.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then I guess also if I'm looking at it though from a kid's point of view, I would have been surprised if I'd watched this as a kid that the kids were not as prominent. But then I'd also probably be enamored by Eddie Murphy being like, what's Eddie Murphy's movie? It has to be like, I would have been upset if he wasn't shown the way he was in it. I'd be like, what, he's just the dad? It's his movie. Yeah,
but I also feel like the kids and him.
Yeah, they team up and they are more
time than the wife.
Yeah, that's true.
The mom.
Right. You're right. It's more so like an Eddie Murphy. Whoever's with Eddie Murphy is gonna be the. That's true.
But I get what you're saying.
I still think though I would probably put it, and it's because I don't have as much of an attachment to it. Although I do have an attachment to the ride, though.
I know it's hard.
I think I would put it as Plan Your Night Around It, though.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline iconic, but mostly because of the stuff that's in it that reminds me that's like that's iconic, true. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm trying to think too because I'm like, if the ride didn't exist, would I still think, oh, iconic?
But you do love. But did I loved it. It before you. Even
I've always loved it. Also, we didn't even talk about the fact that there was a video game based off.
Oh my gosh! Okay, Stevie started playing. There was a
video game based off of this movie. But
none of the characters are in it.
Man named like Ichabod or something.
He looks, you were like, get this man off the screen.
He's creepy.
It's put a he's picture so gangly. Of it. He's so creepy. He walks.
He's like.
Like that.
The way he walks presses is so anything funny.
He does is like, no.
It was
no.
for like GameCube. And I'm like, how did I not know about this or have it?
No.
Because I would have been all over that.
I would have been all over
I used
over
to
this.
Love movie video games. The Treasure Planet one. The Incredibles one.
Oh my god.
I had the Madagascar one, but I didn't like that one that much.
You had the who?
Madagascar.
Oh my god!
I had the Madagascar one and the Chicken Little one, and I didn't really like those. I was like, whatever. I actually like the Madagascar game more. I had the Finding Nemo game. So many of them were so good.
I love movie time. Why don't they do those anymore?
That's what I always wonder. Like, because why don't they?
Well, I don't see anything.
Now they're like, here's an iPhone game.
Yeah, or they'll be like, anyway, here's the movie, the video game we've taken 50 years to develop. Because and I'm like, that's great.
That's but also, great, but give us the, but also the fun the ones where I can go through the movie.
The quick little ones.
Anyway, I'm going to go back and play those. But anyway, what I just needed to say that.
What are you
going to
give us?
I know this is hard because I'm like, I feel like if the ride didn't exist, I would still be like, this movie, just, I love
me.
It.
Shaped
yeah,
me.
I've always loved it when it first came out and for years until I knew there was even a ride. So I might have to say iconic, and I feel like the last few ones I keep saying the same thing. But
no.
I won't necessarily put it in the Hall of Fame because I also feel like we always have to agree if we're going to put something in the Hall of Fame. That's what I think. But I'm going to go with iconic.
No, that feels right. I feel it is. I thought you were going to do it. I felt like you were going to do that.
I think it is. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's borderline iconic because it's just like personally, I'm like, well, it kind of it is basically because it's just everything tied to the ride, but then also just as itself. Mm-hmm. And then it just feels like a little pocket piece of that time period, 2003.
Yes. And then we have someone like Eddie Murphy in it who's just like an iconic.
Our literal childhood.
Yeah. Too. He's an iconic actor. And even like for us. Where we were talking about, like, for us, we grew up with him and his, like, family movie stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I also used to see, like, the adult things that he did that wasn't raunchy because we were also talking about how his stand-up was, like, super raunchy. But that was, like, in the 80s. I think it's, like,
people our parents' age who were very much, like, you know a different version of Eddie Murphy than, like, we did when we were, like, really young.
And then
you
really heavily shifted into, like, family movies for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that, that obviously colors it, too. Because I'm, like, if it wasn't Eddie Murphy... But it just, I don't know what it would have been like. I mean, it still would have been good, I'm sure, but
I think it would have just had a very different tone. And I think that's why I told you I thought it was going to be all slapstick.
Yeah.
Not that he's a slapstick person, but I think I just thought it was going to be more of like, because of all the like kind of hijinks that happen in the castle. I mean, in the castle, in the mansion, it looked like that would be what the movie was. And because he's funny, it was just a combination. But it definitely, it was more of like a, here's a serious like situation happening.
And then they bring the humor to it.
Yeah, and he's just naturally so funny.
Yeah.
He could just say one word and we're like,
and even the facial expression.
He's like, anyway.
Like, I just love, and then, you know.
My air, my blood right or something, blah, blah, blah. My blood,
and he's like, So anyway, about that, you know, contract.
He literally is like. I love that. We signed the blah, blah, blah today. Like, he literally is like, oh my gosh. Can't. So, he's just so funny.
I know.
Oh, he's so good.
Obviously. So good. He's part of so many of our childhoods. Not just, like, his voice and also him physically. So
and him, everything.
But, yeah. That's Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. A mansion and that is haunted.
Maybe we'll cover the new one. So want to watch it.
At least want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I don't know if we'll cover it. What will we do next? I don't know. If you guys have a suggestion, please let us know. Give us a 5-star review. Share with a friend. You can email us at fromunderthebedpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to give us a suggestion on what we should cover next. And then follow us on our socials. Instagram is fromunderthebed. TikTok is From Under the Bed Pod. Twitter is FUTB Podcast. And we say this every time. I feel like we need to streamline this. But anyways, you can find us.
It's fun. You'll find us. You know what? It's a fun little game.
It's a game. Okay. And also, if you guys don't follow us on YouTube and you're not looking at our visuals, do that.
Because we're here in our little witch's hat.
We're on our... Yeah, we didn't even talk about the fact that it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Okay?
We started celebrating in August, so we're wearing our witchy hats, and it's currently September.
It's really a sharp hat, don't you think? Mm-mm. This year, you know, black. Is this year's pink?
Anyway. This had you.
Once more.
But yeah. And also, you can just look up From Under the Bed Podcast and you will find us on YouTube.
We're there. We hear green ghosts come out to socialize. We're literally the hitchhiking ghosts. We need to go take a photo. We should just go take a photo.
And have that be the cover. We're going to Magic Kingdom.
Be there anyway, so we're going to do all this. We just go ride it 50 times, get a new. We can never tell when they're doing the photo. Is it? Blunk.
We always get it the wrong. I always think like, it's with the lightning, but I'm not sure. We just need to
go in it, and we're going to do one ride going.
Thanks for being here, Dust Bunnies.
Yeah.
We love you.
This has been From Under the Bed.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Mwah. Goodbye.
Bye.
And remember.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky and green gonna go.
I was like, and stay green, greeny goes.
Come out to socialize. What is it? Eye of a newt, tail of a rat.
Spirits. By the power of Ra. No, no, I know.
Bring Moot. Out the spirits wherever Moot. They're at.
Vorbeck, Sorbeck. I can't even do the Egyptian god names right.
She's like, we're actually talking about Prince of Egypt and Madame Leota.
Anyway. I love it.
Bye. Good night. Goodbye. What did she say at the end? Hurry back.
Oh my, stop. She's so creepy at the top. And she looks like a little doll.
What a doll.